37 Catholics, but we haven't checked the local baptisms lately. But that actually accounts for 19.3 of the total population in those 11 counties. There's 26 Catholic schools, 22 are elementary, one middle school, and three high schools for 4,033 Catholic students in the diocese. All right, bonus question for you, Dave.
Excellent. Here we go.
Your mother would be proud if you got this one right. Can you name the past three bishops of the Diocese of Saginaw?
Oh, she's going to not be very happy with me because I do not know the answer to that three.
Well, I wouldn't expect that, actually. 2009 to present has been Joseph Sistone, 25 to 29, Robert Carlson, who's now the Archbishop and down in St. Louis, and from 1980 to 2004, Kenneth Untner. Always had a joke and loved to play hockey. And I must say, when he came to Harbor Beach and did a mass, as I'm from Our Lady of Lake Huron Catholic, proud, Trojan pride, he would always pray for a snow day whenever he did mass. And like clockwork, the next day, no matter what, always a snow day.
Oh, nice. That's very impressive.
And right now, it's time to listen in as we are awaiting the national anthem here from the state semifinal game from Allen, Michigan. You're tuned to WLEW Sports. As a local, Lady Scott singing the national anthem here from Alma College here in Alma, Michigan. November 22nd marks the day here for the state semifinals in Division 8 for the state semifinals between two old foes, Muskegon Catholic Central and your Harbor Beach Pirates. Dave, final thoughts here before we start.
Oh, it should be a great one. Obviously, Muskegon favored in this game, but we never disappoint when a little underdog story, you know, does their thing. So again, I think that I do think Harbor Beach will keep this game close, and in that mindset, it's anybody's game. So again, Muskegon, the powerhouse, Harbor Beach, that underdog story, even though they're rated 2 in the state, makes no sense to me. So again, I think this is familiar territory for both teams. Both teams want this game, want this matchup, and want it right here. So I say let's kick it off and let's see what happens.
MCC won the toss and elected to defer to the second half. So they'll be kicking off from their 40-yard line, number 21 for MCC. Doing the kicking duties, that's Griffin Seymour. He's a senior. And they'll be kicking left to right across your radio. Austin Stelt stands at his own 5-yard line on the right side of your radio. Harbor Beach coming out in their white jerseys, something we haven't seen in a while here. Black pants, white helmets with the black face mask. Muskegon Catholic Central, well, just consider yourself looking at Notre Dame. Green jerseys with gold pants and gold helmets. And the kick comes down and bounces at the 15, and Austin Stelt picks it up at the 6, and he's out to the 20, break free, down to the 30-yard line, all the way down to the 35. Still on his feet and dives down to the 38-yard line. A nice return for Harbor Beach's Austin Stelt on special teams to set up a 1st and 10 right to left across your radio.
And a good start for Harbor Beach to get the crowd, keep him into it. A nice return. Again, low kick, trying to keep it away from Austin Stelt, but it skips its way all the way back to about the 5-yard line and takes a big hop for Austin Stelt, and he picks it up and makes one cut to the left side and gets just about to the sideline before number 30, Anthony Woodard, a senior on the Muskegon special teams makes the tackle, and good field position now for the Pirates.
High reach coming out in the spread formation, two wide to the right, one to the left, and it's Josh Shelke with the pitch out to Austin Sells around the right side, and MCC trying to come around that corner, and Austin Sells cannot cut the corner, and MCC brings Austin Sells down at the 35-yard line, brought down by number 88, Jacob Kimbrough, an outside linebacker, and he's a 6'2" senior.
Yep, and so far, right back to that shotgun formation for Harbor Beach. It's worked for him in the postseason. A running back on each side of Shelke. The read option with Lemanski. Shelke keeps it himself, and then the triple option pitches it to Seltz. Nobody home. Seltz gets the pitch but can't get to the sideline, and a short loss on first down.
Two wide each way this time. Shelke staying in the pocket. He has time. He's scrambling to his right, swept out. He's going to keep this one for himself. Back to the original line of scrimmage, and they say he stepped out of bounds after only a yard gain out to the 36-yard line. He found a seam along that far sideline, but he stepped out of bounds in that big white stripe on the other side, far side of your radio. With 11:07 left here in the first, it's no score.
Yeah, it's far side. We couldn't see it from here, but very clear, no emotion by the Harbor Beach sideline that he definitely stepped out of bounds, which is too bad because he had found a seam and was cutting back to the middle of the field. Definitely had first down yardage on the mind, but again, now 3rd and 11. Not the situation Harbor Beach wants here on their first drive, but trips to the left, one receiver to the right.
Shelke rolls to his left, looking to pass, has time, lets this one fly downfield, and it is caught at the 46-yard line, and they say he got his feet in for the first down. That's number 22, Mitch Hearn for Harbor Beach, converts on third down. A big pickup for Harbor Beach in the passing game. New set of downs.
Well, they roll out to the large side of the field, which means Shelke's going to have to throw across his body, three receivers to that side of the field, three different routes run. You got a streak, you got a slant, and you have an outside route that runs right to the sideline, and that was the inside receiver, Hearn, and he makes a great catch, one of those you see on TV, dragging the toes inbounds. Nice job for a first down.
Two wide each way, Shelke keeps it for himself around the right end, and he gets across the 45 in MCC territory all the way down to the 42, brought down by Lamar Jordan III. He plays middle linebacker, 6'195" senior, and sets up a 5-yard gain, 2nd and 5 for the Pirates.
Yeah, Lamar Jordan, he roams the middle of the field for the defense of the Crusaders. He'll be in on a lot of tackles. Won't be the last time you hear him tonight, but a little bit of a read option, and Seltz is the fake backer. Shelke hands it to him, tapes it away from him, runs right up the middle, keeps it himself for a nice gain on first down.
Austin Seltz looking, he has to misdirect. He comes around the right end, and number 74 for MCC, that's Jaden McPherson. Brings him down for no gain, and actually going to give him a yard forward progress out to the 40-yard line as Austin Seltz thought he saw a seam. It closed, tried to reverse fields, and nothing was there.
No holes open there, and he learned the last time when he tried to kick it outside that the Crusaders are very fast at linebacker and cut him off before he could get up the sideline. So he just kind of fouled his offensive lineman. Unfortunately for him, Jaden McPherson, the defensive tackle, 6'2", 245 pounds. He's going to crush poor little Austin Seltz.
It's a 2-yard gain, a little bit of a low snap. Shelke picks it up. He rolls to his left, looking to pass. He's going to keep this for himself. Lets it fly, and it was tipped at the 30-yard line by Jacob Kimbrough, and it was intended for, that would be a Vollmering out there for Harbor Beach, and falls incomplete, sets up a 4th and 3 from the 40-yard line.
Yeah, Tyler Vollmering, to be exact. The coverage was pretty good, but Tyler Vollmering very smartly stops in his tracks, stays right where he is. His defender keeps going with Shelke, who's rolling out of the pocket, and Shelke was 2 inches from lobbing that ball just over the defender's head into Vollmering's lap. It was tipped down, though, unfortunately. Now 4th and 3 coming up.
And they're going for it, and they're actually going to punt out of the spread formation. And a high punt has come, bounces down at the 18-yard line. And number 20 for Harbor Beach, Chris Keyes, brings it in. So they try and push MCC as far back as possible. The first drive for Harbor Beach results in a punt, but they did move the ball into MCC territory. And it's going to be 1st and 10 for the Crusaders.
An encouraging start for the Harbor Beach offense as they may get a couple, they get a first down or two, push to swap the fields now. They're going to force this Muskegon Crusader team to go over 80 yards for a score. We'll see how the defense responds, but all going to come back to that 3rd and 3 call there, throwing it incomplete. Crusaders with the football.
And it's a handoff to Tommy Scott through the middle, and Austin Sells is there to meet him at the 21-yard line. Actually going to mark him out at the 22. The first is going to be a four-yard gain as they're trying to go off right guard on that. And Harbor Beach reading the scene.